Welcome to Living on Purpose. My name is Lynn Thompson, your host. And in today's podcast, we have Black Fedora with Sneaky Jazz providing the music weave. This is a companion podcast to the recent interview I had with Dr. Julie Panessi on January 13th, 2022, inspired by her imminent appearance on the show. A number of other very eloquent speakers and deep thinkers assembled in the audience. I welcome people to stay for more conversation, discussion, and they do for quite a while. So 15 minutes, it's half and half. Music weaving through clips from the discussion after Julie left, and then discussion before Julie arrived, and then a couple clips of Julie speaking. So I hope that's clear enough, and I hope you enjoy it, however it fits into your life. Lots of different thoughts shared here. And thank you to everybody involved. And thank you for listening. Dr. Julie Panessi, you can find her book at mychoicebook.ca or thedemocracyfund.ca. Thanks for listening to Living on Purpose, also known as the On Purpose podcast on Podbean.
The only way that this groundswell is going to work is if we are not afraid to show who we are and to band together to give each other strength.
That's a great point, though, because that's a big part of the answer is where people rise above this vax, no vax thing to see, well, it's not about that, at least about our freedom, at least that and beyond as well.
Yeah. And that's one of the big pieces that the mass formation guy, Desmet, talks about, that when that 40% in the middle sees a bigger threat, which is the loss of our liberty, the loss of our freedoms, the fear of the COVID, then they're much more willing to join the other side. They're more willing to say, wait a minute here.
Not even joining the other side, but to come together and be one.
Exactly. Right? Friends who were very pro-vax and said, you know, we got two, we're not getting another one. People are waking up. And I think that it has to get so in your face, which it will, that we cannot deny it no longer and just say, you know, like, oh yeah, I'm so glad. Oh yeah, my dad died right after his vax, but geez, you know, he would have died a lot quicker if he hadn't had the vax, you know. So there's always people who are coming up with other answers. And myself, I find that the ones that are most not able to even have any type of a conversation that just shut me down completely are, like, I just say, well, where are you getting your information from mostly? And if they say the television, I know they've been hypnotized. There are young people who are awake and who are supporting other young people with really great ideas.
Maybe it's because I've had 8 decades of watching all this that I'm rather impatient, you know, because I see lots of solutions, but I don't know how to get them fully activated. I get so excited because I see the bigger picture of the good guys hidden out of sight, more or less, that are bringing me enthusiastic information that makes me so hopeful. But how do I share that with people? Because my personality, they just think I'm airy, fairy, and out there and dreaming. I dream big because I have information. Information is light. Knowledge is light. We're supposed to be bringing in a higher frequency.
In a very interesting, exciting time, because the consciousness is going to change no matter what. It's part of the divine plan. And all we need to do is get on the divine plan. There's a cosmic plan. What they're trying to do, they, is to shut it down because they know this is coming. This is part of the evolution of consciousness. This is a time for us to create a new paradigm, a new possibility, a new reality, I suppose, that is in alignment with our higher self, that is in alignment with spiritual principles. We know what we need to do. We just have to stop listening to external authoritarian figures that are no longer serving our needs. Turn off the television, turn off the media, turn it off, and turn in words and start listening, because we already know how to do this.
On another level, we don't know what anybody's up to here. We don't know what they've come here for, other than to wake up. Everybody's come here for that, as I see it. But we don't know what, let's say, their soul is up to. Who knows what they came here to experience, to learn? We have no basis to judge.
We should be encouraging critical thinking more.
To me and many others I speak to around the world, yep, we're all in agreement, as is ancient history, around this, that we're really in the accelerated throes of a great awakening, that human consciousness as a whole is in the midst of a giant shift. And we've got to go through the labor pains of what we're going through to get to the other side. So to me, at least in my seeing of what I'm up to these days, I'm keeping my attention on what's going on in the world to a certain degree. I'm sending out information to people in different ways. We all have our own particular role or guidance, let's say, in how we're moving forward individually here. And it's available all the time, this guidance. But what I'm saying is, like, for me and then others who feel drawn this way, they're very focused on clearing out my own stuff from my subconscious mind that's in the way, like boulders or rocks in the river, and getting those out of the way so that when the shit really hits the fan, because I think we ain't seen nothing yet, actually. I think there's more ahead, that we're going to be in position because of our critical thinking ability, because of our compassion, because of our whatever we've come in with, to be able to be in a place where we can really be of assistance to people who don't know what the heck is going on. And they're going to be in deep trouble. And so there needs to be those of us on the planet who have the compassion and the awareness to be able to guide them a bit so that they don't get completely taken out by this stuff. I need to make sure I'm hanging out with good news.
Some kind of symbol, some kind of way to recognize each other, you know, and recognize each other is not necessarily who's vaxxed and who isn't. It's more who's on side here, you know, because everybody's in different situations, and it's not to judge anybody.
Yeah.
It's just to know that you don't have to wonder if you can have an open conversation. You can just jump
exactly in. And I'm not sure if you saw if you had a chance to watch that interview with the Desmet guy on mass formation.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it very interesting. He's saying, you know, that 30% are awake, 30 are highly asleep, and then 40 in the middle are kind of going, wait a minute. I've had two. Now you want me to do three? Maybe not. And beautifully, I just talked at length with a girlfriend of mine. Both her and her husband just had Omni at Christmas, and double vaxxed, right? And they're kind of going, no.
Yeah, I think that that's what's happening, is that people are seeing that, what's the advantage exactly? I'm doing everything you say, and I still have to join everybody in lockdown. I still have to wear a mask. And now you want me to...
And now I got COVID too. Wait a second.
Yeah, so I think that this could be a good turning point for a lot of people, just realizing that this is maybe not the way to go. Yeah.
Totally. I just got a piece from the European Union where they're saying, you know, boosting your way out of this is not the answer, and that they're finally admitting that the vaccines are actually messing with people's immune system.
I also heard somebody say, well, yeah, well, so they don't work, but you'll be glad that you got it later. I'm not sure why that would be. It's been really interesting preparing for this, and really excited that people are coming on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear about her book and what her experience has been since she's left the university, you know, because, I mean, when you're really clear about who you are, which I believe that that's why we're here. We're here constantly to define who we are as all that is defining itself through us, right? And when we're really clear who we are, and that is not who we are, but this is who we are, then another way is always shown. And I've had that experience with more than 3 or 4 people back on Vancouver Island who, you know, were musicians and of course can't get into venues now and are now sound therapists and healing people, right? And I'm like, well, that's where the puck is going. So focus on that and play your music, but just know you're not going to be playing at the Port Theater anymore. And you might not be playing in bars or concert halls or whatever. You
know? Well, that's right. And I think a lot of people are needing to pivot. That's a big part of it. Oh, yeah. And the people who are used to pivoting are actually doing quite well. I am so happy. I've actually had a really good life since all this started.
Me too.
So it's important not to jump into the boat with everybody else and lament it, because that just perpetuates this sense of
a
lamentable
loss.
Life, of a loss. There's a lot of things not going in a good direction. But at the same time, every day we need to be being positive and building in the direction we want to be going.
Absolutely. And looking at what didn't work and say, okay, so what is working? What do we want to create? So no, I'm not putting my kid in a school like that. And maybe it's time that I homeschool my kid. School system sucked anyways. It was designed in the Industrial Revolution to make a bunch of obeying line workers and not questioning authority or not questioning anything, not critically thinking. And so maybe it's time to say that's just not working. The systems that are breaking down are meant to break down.
From what I've heard Julie say, I think she's really relieved to be out of the academic environment where it's becoming smaller and smaller in terms of a cage and, you know, not allowing free speech or questioning. She's continuing to teach. She was already involved with the COVID Care Alliance of Canada. Did you know that?
The COVID Care Alliance, yeah.
What is she? Chair of the Ethics and Law Committee. She was already speaking, and then she was offered the pandemic ethics scholar position with the Democracy Fund. And so she's been doing interviews and like being interviewed and doing interviews. I've been watching a number of them. They're just fantastic. Yeah, I think she's applying her philosophy more than ever, you know, and the whole ethics orientation. And her book is actually... Yeah, one of the things she said is that while there are many issues with the pandemic, like mental health connected with lockdowns and muzzling with masks and stuff, her book is actually not so much an argument against the vaccines in general or the current rollout. It's more the primary focus of her book is the ethical case against the mandates for what she calls the investigational set of products for people, because it undermines informed consent.
Yeah,
that's where she's coming from.
And beautifully, I don't know if you've heard him speak, but also a really eloquent speaker is the guy who, ironically, was Trudeau's.
Yes.
That guy. Yeah. Brilliant. Brilliant. Like, he's like, hey, my job was investigation and I was doing investigation and things just weren't adding up for me.
Corporal Danny Wolford. I just watched that and it's awesome. I'm so glad I found that.
What was that interview?
The guy who was the prime minister's sniper.
Oh, yes. Brilliant.
And, it was amazing. Very eloquent and heartfelt and, you know, such a good point about how he just felt it would ruin him psychologically. And I think that's a big part of what's at stake is the feeling that we have of self-respect, of sovereignty, how that line can keep moving and you maybe don't realize how important it is. I mean, just putting a mask on is a compromise, right?
Well, the line has kept moving because now, where was it I was watching yesterday? Oh, it's terrible. This woman saying that people that aren't vaccinated, the only place they can go is the grocery store now.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. However, when they lock down a lot of things, everybody's locked down, right? So where's the perk for the people who are complying?
I know. They didn't get it then. Hopefully they'll get it now, that it didn't change anything really. Travel with all their papers.
Erica says, are you following Ben Fulford?
Yeah, Ben Fulford is an American. He's been around for many years. He's been tapped in, turned on to kind of the behind the scenes, bigger picture of what's actually going on type thing.
Okay.
Very interesting, yeah.
Okay, thanks for that, Erica.
One of the crazy things about that video I did going viral is that never should have happened. That video and what I said there never should have caught the attention of the world, because what I did was exercising the choice that 40 years of bioethics sort of literature in North America, at least, if not in sort of the Western world, and so much of jurisprudence has been built up to support, which is this idea of free, informed, autonomous medical choice. And it's almost like collectively we have got a kind of amnesia. Don't you all, do you get the feeling that we are living through something that will be written about for hundreds of years?
Unquestionably, and I join you in the spiritual overview of the whole thing. It's quite purposeful in a larger sense, a topic for another time, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's good to be open, isn't it? I mean, even if we don't have all the answers, realizing that you don't have all the answers and that you're on the lookout for them puts us, I think, way ahead of the curve.
Well, thank you all for your contributions. It's been awesome.
Yeah, it's been really wonderful, Lynn. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lynn.
Thank you, everybody.
Good to meet you all who I didn't know before.
Well, yeah, you too, Lynn.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Socrates, apparently, according to Julie, would ask more questions, would encourage us to ask more questions. Tell me more about that. Dr. Julie Panessi, you can find her book at mychoicebook.ca or thedemocracyfund.ca.